Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yo, Mr. Ebron, how are you?
What's up, man?
Oh, I'm chilling. Talking to you on the podcast.
So much energy. Good.
Oh, that's who I am. I literally just, so I'm at Bleacher Report and I just sprint all over the place and now I might die. I'm not as in shape as you. Hey, dude, congratulations on having a child.
Thank you. Thank you.
How big, boy or girl? What's the name? I don't even know.
It's a boy. His name is Oliver Dash. He was 8 pounds and 22 inches long.
Just so you know, we're doing the podcast right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. So Oliver Dash, way to nail it on the name. So his initials are Ode, which I love.
Yep. ODE. Yep.
How did you guys time it on the bye week?
We had no idea. We kind of just, everything we've pretty much done throughout the pregnancy, we kind of talked up. So, like, we know, okay, it's going to be a boy. It's going to be a boy. Like, we're not even going to think of girl names. End up being a boy. You know, and we're like, okay, well, we're shooting for this day. Like, you must come this day. Like, we would talk to him, you know, okay, you got to come.
Wow.
So
all the other guys in the NFL are like, man, this dude was lucky enough to have his baby in the bye week. And then I realized and I remembered you proposed on the Empire State Building, like right before the draft, right?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, can you stop making all of us look so bad?
It was bad, but it's
no, I mean, that's great. You were making
female.
Us
it was
look
a different
bad.
Female, so I proposed to a different female. So this is a totally different female. No, you're good.
Damn,
you're good.
See what happens when you try and do some shit. You put your foot in your mouth. God,
you're good. You're good.
All right. Well, you have a baby, and I've been seeing a lot. Like I saw. I saw Everson Griffin just had one. I saw Pac-Man Jones
shirt.
Did.
Yep, when we was playing against them.
Oh, that was...
I told him the name of Ebron.
Oh, what do you say to that?
He just started laughing. That's my guy right there. So it was just a joke. It was a little funny.
Man, so, I love your team, and I think that... I've been trying to explain to a lot of people for the last few weeks that your schedule has been so much harder than everyone else's in the NFL, just the defenses that you guys have faced, and that I really still believe that you guys are in this.
It's been rough. I feel like the lighter part of our schedule, but no team in the NFL is lighter,
no.
But you know, you deal with, you know, injuries and things like that, which, you know, you could say it makes it a bit, you know, easier, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But, We feel like, you know, we have a good shot at running the table. But again, this is the National Football League, man. Anything can happen. You know, all it takes is for a team to be better than you that day or whatever play and you lose the game. So, you know, hopefully we do run the table and we do, you know, make it to the playoffs.
And you have Matt at quarterback. And it's
right.
It's crazy to me. So Sims and I always say that Matt is a top three quarterback in the NFL. We've never seen a guy that can throw it at that many different arm angles. He's got the arm strength. He can move. He's good under pressure. And yet the rest of the country is like, oh, no, he's okay. Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I guess it's – I have no idea. You know, maybe it's because we're not in the New York or the L.A. market, you know, or maybe we're not, you know, maybe simply because, you know, we don't excel sometimes at times when we're supposed to excel. And it has nothing to do with him. You know, it just has to do with, you know, our performances and our lack thereof because – if you look at a team, look at us on paper, you know, sometimes it just explains that we should be better than what we are. So we have to, you know, we have to go out there and continue to help prove that, not only for him, you know, a guy that's pretty much given it his all to this organization, that, but we have to prove it to, you know, everyone else, because to me, he is top three, you know, but he's my quarterback. So I always say he's number one, but yeah, I do believe that's the top three guy in the NFL just by, you know, just because he, simply because he can throw it anywhere, anyhow, anyway.
When did you first realize, holy shit, this dude's arm is live?
I think he did it on purpose. I think he told me this like last year, maybe my second year. It's like his first couple passes were to me were as hard as he possibly can throw. And I was just like, okay. So once I kind of got used to the way he throws the football, I go, okay, I know when it's coming hard. I know when it's not. He has this thing about his eyes that if he's going to fire it in there, you can only be prepared and hope for the best.
Mm.
So that's
it, his eyes, though, is it a squint? Does his eyes get bigger?
It gets bigger. Once he wide-eyes you, it's over.
And then you're like, I might break a finger on this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, the reason we're getting to talk to Ebron right now, Big E, Double E, is because of Call of Duty World War II. Came out November 3rd, my pop's birthday. Call okay. of Duty, it pop. Is, oh, hell yeah. Bruce, what up, Bruce? Call of Duty, though, it is in every NBA locker room. It is in every NFL locker room. It is an awesome game that if you sit down, you're going to play it for like 4 hours. Who is your biggest competition on the team?
My biggest competition on a team. I don't really have any competition on a team. I have a few guys that I run with that are pretty good.
You like got a clan.
Yeah, but my biggest competition is probably my best friend. He's probably, when me and him are in a game, we either finish either number one or number two.
Well, say his name, give him some props.
Oh yeah, Daryl Green. That's my guy, man. You know,
not Daryl Green, the cornerback from the NFL.
No. Daryl Green, my best friend.
That's awesome. You said you and Golden Tate, though, could team up on some people?
We do team up often. Whenever, really, we don't have as hard as days of practice and things like that, and we're able to buy some time, we'll get on a game and, you know, we'll do it up, man. We'll play.
It's so funny because I've gone and I've done stuff at different NFL players' homes, and every time I walk in, that game is on, and they're usually talking shit on the headset.
Oh, of course.
Why do you think football players love that game so much?
I just think it gives you that rush, you know, that adrenaline that, you know, we look for, man. It's kind of because, you know, it is a team-oriented game. You get to, like you say, you get to talk, you know, shit, if you want to say that. That's what you do in a video game. So it allows you to, you know, live in those moments, like, you know, when this match, you know, you have to prepare this way or plan this way with your teammates, and it just allows you to be in the game. That's what kind of it feels like, you know.
Yeah,
as a first shooter, of course, it kind of feels like, you know, that guy is who you are when you're playing it. So I think that's what makes it fun.
All right, so from competition on Call of Duty to on the field, you're going up against linebackers and safeties. And I always think that matchup is kind of like when you're playing one-on-one in basketball, and some guys are going to be faster than you but smaller, and some guys are going to be able to take you down low. And I'm curious, like, which matchup and which guy kind of sticks out that when you face them, you're like, man, this is 60 minutes of this dude, and he's just tough. Who's that guy for you?
It has to be Harrison Smith. And I say that because every year that I've been in the league, we've always went at it. We play each other twice a year, and it's just a matchup that, you know he's going to win his battles. And you know you're going to win yours. You know, it's pretty much like it's just basically who's going to get the most of who, you know, this week. Sure. So that's kind of a guy that I love and look forward to playing against.
That's awesome. Last time you saw Coach Caldwell smile was when?
I think when I first walked in. No, I'm just playing. He smiles. I get him to smile all the time because I'm a
What's
a,
the
I'm
trick? A, How do you do it?
I don't know. There's very few people that could do it. I don't know. I guess just my personality, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always so excited and always full of energy. So I feel like he feeds off that. You know, it might not look like it, but I think I boost his energy a little bit.
So it's really funny. Me and Sims talk about this a lot, about how kickers are oftentimes the most cocky guy on a team, and NFL fans don't realize that. Can you explain what Prater's really like to people? Because he gets down.
You're exactly right. He's probably one of the most cockiest guys on the team. But everybody loves it, though, because, you know, he goes in the weight room and, man, he lives
really?
as much as anybody. And, wow. You know, he does his thing. And Prater is just such a lovable guy that when he's in his mode and he's cocky and everybody just loves it. So, I mean, Prater's an oddball. He's that guy that you love but just can't figure out.
Man, no, it's just so fun. I've always heard stories about kickers and how they go out there and they do their kick and they come back and they go, yeah, I'm the man. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I put those 3 points on the board.
They are. They put those 3 points on the board. They're the man, all right.
All right, so I have a friend named Salehi, and he is a sneaker designer. And we were texting, and I said, yo, I'm about to interview the tight end for the Lions. And he doesn't know football at all. And he goes, who, Dorsey Levins? Because he doesn't know football. He goes, yo, I got some questions. So I'm going to ask you Salehi's questions. They're random. Number one, is your toilet paper, does the paper go over the top or underneath?
I think I'm underneath with it.
You're an underneath guy.
Nope. I'm over the top.
He's an over the top guy. Follow-up question.
Yep. I just had to think about what my bathroom was like.
Yeah, little personal. Follow-up question.
Uh-huh.
Wiping. Front to back, back to front.
I don't even know.
Everybody knows.
When I'm done, I'm done. That's all I think.
It's unconfirmed, but I think Ebron just said he doesn't wipe. So we'll find out later. Do you eat, when you eat shrimp, do you eat the tails or do you pull them off? You pull them off.
Pull them off.
When you were a kid, did you ever turn juice into popsicles? And if so, what flavor?
Probably fruit punch.
I was an orange juice guy.
Okay. All right.
Dude, you need to bring that back. Hand them out in the locker room at halftime. Maybe some orange slices. Maybe a Kool-Aid burst. No.
Sounds like a plan if I had a freezer.
Talk to the Lions. They got it. And his last question was, when was the first time that you sneezed and farted at the same time? Has that ever happened to you?
I'm allergic to dogs, so I'm going to say whenever there's a dog in the room, I probably do both at the same time.
So my thing is next time Harrison Smith is lined up over you, just look at him deadpan and go, bro, I just sneezed and farted at the same time. Hike! And then, he's going to be done. He's not ready for that. This is strategy.
I'll consider it in a tight game if I need something.
Oh, man. And plus, it's an amazing – Michelle Tafoya's interviewing you after the game, and you're like, you know, I hit him with that, and then Harrison Smith – oh, it'll be incredible. This is free advice. Hey, let me just ask you a really simple question. Do you enjoy being in the NFL? Like, what is it like to be playing a sport for your job?
It's fun. And I say that because, I mean, how many people exactly, like you said, can say that their job is to play a sport? It's something that you do as a child. I mean, it's a child's game, and we just happen to, you know, play it at a really high level, and it's just as fun as playing when you were a kid.
Yeah.
So I can't complain. I love it, man. It's the best.
So I got to meet Shannon Sharpe at the Super Bowl like 2 years ago, and his agent came up to me and he was like, man, I'm telling you, Shannon loves this stuff. He likes to talk about more than just football. And then when he got the job on Fox, his agent hit me up and he's like, I told you so. And I'm curious, man, like what other stuff do you spend your time on? What are you watching these days? What are you listening to? What kind of music, like beyond helmets and balls? What are you taking in? And Call of Duty,
like
of course.
I'm a gamer, man. Yeah. I'm usually gaming. So Call of Duty, And I'll just say that because I'm here. But yes. Yeah, there's a couple other games I play. But, you know, I'm a gamer. And that's what I do. If not that, then I'm a father now. So I just spend time with my kid. And that's pretty much it.
All right. So I'm not a dad. What is the first thing that you would tell non-dads that I need to be ready for?
Just be prepared, man. Just be prepared. It's indescribable, but yeah. It's fun and horrible at the same time. It's fun when he's laughing and he's having a good time and, you know, he wants to be with you and he's looking at you and smiling in your face. And it's horrible when you just can't figure out why he won't stop crying. So it plays hand in hand, but it's no better feeling. So that's why I say it's everybody has their own opinion about it, but it's indescribable.
All right, so the Grammys just came out for, like, the nominations, and I need Eric Ebron, music expert. For Album of the Year, tell me if you've heard any of these. Childish Gambino's Awaken My Love. Have you heard that album?
Yep.
Oh, it's so good. Jay-Z, 444.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to the concert on Saturday, going fourth row.
Okay.
I'm getting on stage, Ebron. It's happening.
I do not doubt it.
I'll tweet you a picture. Next one, Kendrick Lamar, Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to this. Lord, Melodrama.
Uh-huh.
And then Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic.
Mm.
This is for Album of the Year. So the whole album, who would you give it to?
My top three is Kendrick Lamar's Damn,
okay.
Childish Gambino's, and 24 Karat by...
So you're leaving Jay-Z out of the top three completely.
I am leaving him out simply because Kendrick Lamar's Damn album is...
Unreal.
It might be the winner.
Okay.
Childish Gambino, his that album that he did was outrageous. And it's just hard. Like that. Like,
and so you're going to take Bruno Mars over Jay-Z. Versace on the Floor... Over Family Reunion.
Absolutely. As thousands, I'm pretty sure.
24 karat magic.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people listen to that nonstop.
Yeah, but this isn't about people. This is about Ebron.
People don't listen to Jay-Z. I am going beyond New York. I'm going beyond the East Coast. I'm going beyond. Because you come down south, there's not a lot of people that even listen to Jay-Z. So I'm pretty sure Bruno Mars is up there. And I'm just speaking statistically, but Jay-Z, I'm a guy from New Jersey. I'll never downplay Jay-Z.
I was going to say.
Never, but I'm just saying from what I hear and what people talk about, those are probably going to be your top three, and I think Kendrick Lamar or Childish Gambino is going to win that between one of those two.
When you were growing up in Jersey, who were you listening to, like Joe Budden?
Jay-Z. No, Jay-Z. Method Man, Red Man.
Ooh.
What
was the Jay-Z album of your youth? Mine was Volume 2.
I'm going to say the Black Album. The Black Album was probably the album of my youth.
Hey, Adam.
Oh,
we're almost
wrap.
Out of time, so can we do one more and then wrap it up?
Oh, yeah. Eric, what do you want? Here, ask me a question. Anything you want. Redbone was my favorite song from Childish Gambino. It's me and my girlfriend's song, if that's the question.
Okay.
No, ask me a good one.
Okay, What are your favorite toppings on a pizza?
Ooh. I'm going to be honest. I like a classic cheese. But if I'm going toppings, I like a really nice crispy pepperoni. If it's like undercooked and it's like kind of like chewy, I'm not a fan. But a nice crispy pepperoni, or I'm going to go white pizza. And I'm going to go a little ricotta, a little spinach. We're going to get a little crazy. How about you?
I'm bacon and mushrooms, and that's it.
One more plug, Call of Duty, World War II. Do you want to give out your gamer tag?
Nah.
All right,
I got enough for a request that is sitting in the box right now. I don't need anymore.
Are you willing to say that Call of Duty World War II is the greatest game you've ever played? Reminder, there's a PR professional right next to you.
All Call of Duties are the greatest games that I've ever played, but is it the best Call of Duty?
Ooh,
I don't think World War II is the best one. I'm still a Modern Warfare 2 guy.
But let's be honest. If Call of Duty puts out a game, Eric Ebron is buying it.
Oh, of course, easily. Awesome. I've been a fan since I was young. I don't think I'm gonna ever stop. My son's going to have to play Call of Duty if he wants to stay rent-free.
There you go. We learned a lot today from Eric Ebron, most notably that he thinks Bruno Mars is better than Jay-Z. Who knew? I'm only kidding. Eric, man, stay healthy, kick some ass. Good luck. Enjoy this run to the playoffs because I got a feeling. Enjoy it, my man.
All right. Thank you, boss. How we going?